Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live on the air with us here at PSM Live. I thank each of you for calling in and chiming in today. It's 12 o'clock noon here, Eastern Standard Time, and we are ready to kick in and do what we do for Jesus. Hear another day of word, prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, and prophetic utterances, which is so much needed in our society, in our day and time. I understand now while the Lord waited, praise the Lamb of God, that he might bless us bountifully to pour his spirit out on all flesh. Hallelujah. That concerns the kingdom of Christ, that our lives can be enriched with these prophetic giftings for the times that we're living in. Turn on CNN. Turn on your weather channel. Oh, you just wouldn't believe what's on there even right now with the weather conditions around our nation. A drought in California, tornadoes heading up from Texas all the way to Indiana, mudslides. People of God I tell you, you just need to open your eyes. Minnesota is bracing for another foot of snow. Just all kinds of catastrophic events, weather conditions that no one can control or do anything about, that's causing all kinds of problems. And people of God, if we don't wake up and see that God is shaking, that God is knocking, that God is trying to get our attention, that he's trying to draw this nation and this world back to him, praise the Lamb of God, then we are going to have destruction premature as it relates to the end times. God is not playing right now, praise the Lamb of God. He's not in a playing mode. He is really showing what he can do, what could really happen, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I'm telling you already, this summer is going to be a scorcher. Prepare for it. Get your air conditioners checked. Get your Freon filled in your cars, because you're going to need it. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to be an horrific one. Tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons, tsunamis. We just talked about tsunami the other day. There were tsunami warnings, praise the Lamb of God, earthquakes. People of God, God is shaking. God is moving. We as the people of God must move to our knees in intercessory prayer. We must also raise our receptivity of our prophetic antennas to hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Good day, everyone. I just had to let that out of my belly so that I could speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. Somebody's on my telephone here. Is this my sister, Elder Gracie McCoy?
Yes, it is.
People of God, we are so blessed to have Gracie McCoy on the air with us. She just called in right on time. Say hi to the world wide world web, Elder Gracie.
Well, hello everybody. It's just a blessing to have tapped in today. I just decided I would pick this phone up and give the prophet a call. We're just so grateful to be on this line.
Well, we're happy to have you here with us, Gracie. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I put a call into you last night. I wanted to talk to you, share with you, talk about some things we needed to pray over. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will talk real soon. Praise the Lord. As soon as I get off the show, you and I is going to have a good conversation. That's going to be about 2:10 p.m. Okay?
Okay. All right. All right. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, my goodness, Elder Gracie McCoy. All right, I see our lines are here. Let me see. This look like my granddaughter. Praise the Lamb. Hey, granddaughter, how you doing? Oh, my goodness. And this is my prophet, Prophet Darrell Sanders.
Yes, sir. Apostle, how are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, it's so good to hear your voice, man of God. They tell me you've been shut in and shut down and shut up for Jesus.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes. How was your time with the Lord? Was it a good experience?
Yes, it was a good, but it was bad.
Uh-oh. He had to open your eyes to some things?
Oh, you better say something.
I know the feeling. I know that feeling. Oh, my goodness gracious. Look at here, man. Look, we got Ma Bertha here. Hey, Ma Bertha.
Hey, Apostle, I Prophet Sanders. Hi, Shaquan.
Hello, Ma Bertha. How are you?
I am blessed. Shaquan, I am blessed, huh? And highly favored of God. Feel none but fire.
Shatwan, are you here with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. But this line, man, there's so many phone lines here. I see Sylvia. I see Athelia. I'm coming to you all. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some other numbers here I don't know. This is a 281. Let's see who this is. Erico 281-758, your mic is hot. Who's calling? Hello, Erico 281. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Yes, who's calling today?
Hi, Vanessa from Cyprus.
From Cyprus, Virginia, Cyprus,
Texas.
Where are you from, dear?
Cyprus, Texas.
Cyprus, Texas. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. We got Texas on the line. You all been having some extreme weather down that way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's the nature of your call today, sweetheart?
I was just calling for prayer.
What we praying about, daughter? We got some prayer warriors on here. You just don't know. This line lit up with prayer warriors today. What we praying about?
Praying for my ministry. That's about it.
Praying for your ministry. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we're definitely going to do that for you today. Praise the Lamb of God right here. Oh, my goodness. And if you stay with us, praise the Lord, I promise you, you're probably going to receive a good prophetic word concerning your ministry today, okay? So just hold on with us, all right?
Okay.
All right. Erico 804, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Yoshida Lovin Hicks on the page. I was just calling also to get some guidance with my walk and my ministry and just a lot of emotions going on with me right now. With family and my kid's father, just need clarity. And those spoken words.
All right,
God,
all right, right.
Jesus.
My God, all right. We're going to minister to you too. Just hold on there. Beloved, just stay with us. I see you. I see you. I hear your tears. I hear your tears. And God is in your way. You did right to call in today. Praise the Lamb of God. The perfect day for you to call in. Hallelujah. Let me see here who else I got. So let me get Sylvia live here. Sylvia, how you doing, honey?
I'm fine. Hi, family.
Hi.
Praise the Lord. To hear your voice today. Praise the Lamb. Then last but not least, down at the bottom is Athelia. Hi, Athelia.
Hi, Prophet. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Athelia.
We missed you yesterday, girl. We was looking for you.
I
don't
want to go, but I was helping out.
Well, I understand, you know, there's other things that have to be done. Praise the Lord. I understand that. Praise God. Just want you to know you was missed. Praise God. Now, people of God, you're hearing these people talk to us and their prayer requests and to our prophetic presbyter here, Prophet Daryl and Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. We want you to really attend your hearts to their voice and intercede for them while we are praying. Praise the Lamb of God, even now, as we go before the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, Sylvia, I want you to come and pray for us today. Hallelujah. Lead us to the throne of grace so that the love of God will permeate. I want the love of God to reach, hallelujah, every need today of those that are hurting, that are suffering. I'm still praying for Malaysia. I'm still praying, hallelujah, for Fort Hood, the killing down there, 16 injured, a couple of people dead. The gunman is dead at Fort Hood. We're praying for the minds and the nervous system of people, hallelujah, that when their hope fails, that they would find hope in Jesus, that they would find a hope in Christ. People of God, there is help for you. There is help. There is hope. If you can hold on and trust in the name of the Lord, if you can trust in the name of the Lord and recognize that you are a child of God just as much as anybody else and that Jesus loves you, that Jesus loves you today. Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you can hold that, hold the reins of that. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, you will see, hallelujah, a turnaround in your situation. You will see God deliver you, hallelujah, in a moment's time. The Lord will make ways for you out of no ways. Those of you in convalescent homes, the Lord loves you. Prison, you're in prison because God loves you. He could have let you be killed, but he locked you up to save you from yourself. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. He locked you up to save you. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he did. Now, I want you to know, people of God, those of you who are contemplating suicide, don't do that. Don't do it. You give God no glory. There's no glory in it whatsoever. There's only shame. It's a selfish act to considering no one but yourself. Hallelujah. Don't do it. God has need of you. God can use you. Please, ma'am, please, sir, hold your hand back, praise the Lamb of God, and allow the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, to lead and guide you in this day. Sylvia, take us to the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for this day, God. Oh, Father,
hallelujah,
we worship
God.
You today, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We exalt
yes,
your
God.
Name, God, for you rule and reign forever, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord,
he
for breath in our bodies, oh, God. Oh, God, that we can come before you, oh, Lord, and lift your name on high, oh, God. Oh, Father, that we can stand in the gap, oh, God, on behalf of your people, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We honor you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, with the fruit of our lips, oh, God, with our lives, oh, God. Oh, God, we honor you and give you the praise that's due your name, God. Oh, Father, forgive us for our sins, God. Forgive us for not walking in obedience, God, when you tell us to do something, God. Oh, God, humble us, oh, God, before you, oh, Lord, that we are attentive to your voice, oh, God. We are attentive to your heart, oh, God. Oh, God, we are attentive to those that are hurting, oh, God. Oh, Father, we come, God, lifting up your children to you, Lord. Oh, Father, heal broken hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, mend your people, oh, God. Oh, God, restore them and refresh them, God. Oh, only you, oh, Lord, can do it, God. Oh, Father, we are the repairers of the breach, oh, God. And, Father, we come to lift up your children. No matter what their circumstances are, God, you already know about it, God. But, God, send your healing power, oh, God, to touch them, oh, God. Oh, God, restore minds, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to draw them by your Spirit, God. Oh, Father, let your love, oh, God, cover them and keep them, oh, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father, and we bind the enemy's hands, God. No longer can he confuse your people, oh, God. No longer, God, can he keep your people in bondage, oh, God. Oh, God, they shall be free, oh, God, and be able to serve you, oh, God, be able to worship you in spirit and in truth,
thank
oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh,
thank
Father,
you.
We just thank you right now, God. Oh, God, just strengthen them, oh, God. Oh, God, heal
yes,
all the
God.
Broken places, Lord. Heal the wounds.
You,
heal
Lord.
The hurts,
you,
God. Oh, God, we come to pull down strongholds,
thank
God,
you.
And every
thank
mindset, God, that tries to exalt itself against you, God.
Oh,
God, for there is only one God, and
hallelujah.
That's you, Lord, the only true and living God. Oh, God, the God of the whole earth, the great I am. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that
yes.
none like you, Lord. Oh, God, you alone, God, is none like you, Lord. Oh, God, all through the earth, God, is none like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for grace today, God. We thank you for new mercies, oh, God. Oh, God, flood your people with your presence, oh, God. Oh, God, let love abound, oh, God. Oh, God, you said love covers a multitude of sins, God. So, Father, cover your children in love, oh, God. Oh, Father, bring them out, oh, God, that they'll have peace in their minds, oh, God. They'll have peace in their spirits, God. Oh, God, they'll have peace that surpasses all
thank
understanding,
you,
God. Oh, God, thank you right now, God, that we can come to you, oh, God. Lifting
all
your children up to you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now,
hallelujah.
God, for salvation, oh, God. Oh, God, that healing
thank
takes
you.
Place, Lord, that you are the great healer, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your love, oh, God. Oh, God, for loving us while we were yet sinners, God. Thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah.
That you saw fit to save us, God. Thank you, Lord, that we have hope in you, God. Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, God, we lift up those in homes, oh, God. Remind
oh,
them,
you,
God,
Jesus.
That you're still God. You're still on the throne, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're still in
Hallelujah.
The healing business, God. Oh, God,
you
just refresh them in their bodies, God. Refresh
yes,
their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, just love on them, God. Embrace them with your love, God. And those in the prison system, Lord. Lord, remind them, God, that you still have
yes.
use of them, God. Oh, God, we cancel
yes.
the plans of the enemy, oh, Lord. Open up their hearts,
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, that they're able to receive your word, oh, God. Begin to draw
Jesus.
Them by your spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, your children, no matter whether they're on the south, the north, east, or west, God, your word can reach them wherever they are, God. So, Father, begin to draw them by your spirit, God. Begin to save your children, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for grace, God. Glory
thank
to your name, Lord. It's
thank
none
you.
Like you, Lord, throughout the all, throughout the earth, God. None like you, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word that's coming forth today, oh, Lord, that it's sown on good ground, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that it shall produce, oh, God, after you, oh, God, a harvest, oh, God, that's pleasing to you, Lord, an army that you're raising up, God, in the end times to serve you, oh, Lord, that they'll stand righteously before you, Lord. They'll be holy before you, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Glory,
glory, glory. Glory to your name, God. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Glory. Bless you, God. Oh, God, remind your people, Lord, that they're the heads, God, and not the tail, God. Oh, God, that you, Lord, oh, God, that you have them, you can keep them, God. Oh, God, that you can restore them, God, that you can refresh them, God. Oh, God, that you can save them, God, that you can deliver, God, that you can set the captives free, God. Oh, God, by the blood, the blood, the blood. Oh, God, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Do it to you, God. Oh, God, oh, God, the blood, the blood, the blood. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Every witch and warlock, in the name of Jesus, Bring the floor, God. Overturn the altars in the name of Jesus. Let your wind blow. Let your wind blow. Let your wind blow and the candles are blown out. Under the little shit and the little shutter. Let it blow, God. The hut are turned over. Cavens are revealed, oh God. Let the wind blow. Under the little shit and the little shutter. Until you clean the platforms. Let the wind blow. Hallelujah, God. Have your way. Jesus, way, have your way. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Right on, King Jesus. Until they bow the knee. For at your mighty name, presidents will bow. Kings and kingdoms will bow and cast down their crowns. Hallelujah. And crown you King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All principalities, powers, subject to you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. In that healing name. In that demon's name. A name that heals broken hearts. Oh, God, that chase away scorching feet. In the name of God, that turn back Red Sea. Hallelujah, that rain down manna from heaven. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And cause this to get to rise. There is no name like yours. Hallelujah. We love you today. Thank you for your. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for your glory. Hallelujah.
You are awesome. And you're awesome in all your ways. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, God.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Hallelujah. And amen. And amen.
Glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 God, and the church said amen.
Glory to God.
And the church.
Glory to God. Glory to your name.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah,
Jesus.
All hail the King. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
All hail the King. Yes.
Oh, glory. Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, God, we praise. We thank you, oh, my God, for your love today. Thank you for these men and women. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right, all right. But I want to praise the Lamb of God, is go back to the lines. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's go. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. I want to speak. Hallelujah. Some of these pastors, we want to speak to them today. Prophet Darrell, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, praise the Lamb of God. My daughter, hallelujah. We want. Yes, yes, God. Yes, God. I can, Lord, listen to you. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a move here, I tell you that. Praise the Lord of God. Oh, my God, if you're listening to our voice and you want to join us, hallelujah. Oh, God, you want to call in. The Spirit of the Lord is so. Thank you, God. Code 646. Hallelujah. 818 error code 646-59818, and you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord, the Lord is here. Hallelujah. My goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to open this line now. Error code 281. Hallelujah. Now, this is from the Texas call. Is this Texas?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you say you're a pastor?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But what's the name of it? What the, now, you close to Dallas?
We 4 hours away.
Okay, so you down the other way, so you close to Houston.
Right.
Okay, you're on the other end. All right, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got a lot of friends down in Texas. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sweetheart, what is going on with that ministry? Hallelujah, that has you so heavy today. Praise the Lamb. What is going on with this ministry that you're so heavy today?
I guess I'm looking for more church growth.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Are you talking about numerically?
That,
or are you talking about
spiritually?
The being developed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Did you say numerically, or are you talking about the people's growth? As far
people's
as
growth, also numerically.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm just going to tell you, as an experienced shepherd, one of the things that we don't have that Jesus had that elevated and escalated the growth of his people is hands-on every day. We don't spend enough time in teaching, and I'm not talking about just the format and systematic teaching, but life experiences, skits and labens, things of this nature that will cause discipleship to take place. This airway right here is doing a lot for us, that I'm able to talk to these that follow of this ministry out of my experiences, out of my childhood, just everything that comes to the table, as well as a good Bible-based mind that knows how to interpret the word well and this and another. But the one of the problems is we only really give like 4 hours a week to God to deposit into us when we come down to our church. That's Bible class and Sunday service, if they are one service. And that's just not enough for a good, wholesome growth. No school will let you come to school for 4 hours and then give you a diploma at the end of the year and say that you have grown. And the people of God do not go home and study the Word of God the way they should on the average. The Bible remains right where they laid it after Sunday service until they come back to the church for the majority of them. So you have to create that type of culture with and hunger, and pray for the hunger and thirsting. Hallelujah. The spirit of hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Hallelujah. We have to create that. Hallelujah. What the, my sister in Dallas, Texas calls it, creating a press storm. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to create a press and let the wind of God do what only God can do. And that is create that hunger and thirst after righteousness for himself. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I'm going to let Bertha speak to you, one of our prophets here as a part of our ministry. She's up under me in my church, so you can feel comfortable with her speaking to you. And then Prophet Darrell is going to speak to you. Hallelujah. What you got to say to her, Bertha?
Pastor Vanessa, the Lord says that he sees your confusion and your struggle in this season. You're at a point in your ministry that you don't know who's for you or who's against you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're struggling with this. God says, be still. Don't make any decisions quickly.
God needs you to trust him to work and move on your behalf. God says it's time for you, Vanessa, to call a fast.
Come on right now.
Thank you, Jesus. And seek him for instructions and guidance in your ministry. God says that when you come off this fast, you're going to have instructions to do what he said do, and it is going to bless your ministry. God says also to call a corporate fast of your body.
That's
what God is going to do in this season. Thank you, Jesus, for confirmation. God is trying to show you who's for you and who's against you. And all of those that are against your ministry, God is going to move them as the Spirit of God. Because there is a ministry in you that God has birthed for a reason and a purpose. And the devil in hell cannot stop it. God says you will finish the assignment, says the Spirit of God. Just trust him.
Amen.
And listen not to the naysayers, but listen to his voice.
Amen.
Listen to his voice. God, cover her ears now and her eyes that she will see only what you show her and hear only what you speak to her in this season, in Jesus' name. And God says, as you do what he tells you to do, Pastor, your ministry will grow. But it's going to grow.
Hallelujah.
And he has assigned to you to help you undergird the ministry and the finances of your ministry, says the Spirit of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell?
I just want to tell Pastor that in this season, God is looking for water walkers.
Mm-hmm.
He is looking for water walkers. Prophet, what are you saying? What is God saying? God said he's looking for people to have that water walking faith.
Amen.
Well, therefore, when you begin to walk on the water, you're launching out into the deep. Hallelujah. And in this season, Pastor, you're going to go through some turbulent times. But God said this is the time that you need to walk on the water. And he will set the people place like a stone. So therefore, you won't even see their face, so says the Spirit of God. He said you got to lean and depend on him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you got to bust up the cliques in the church. Hallelujah. Because, see, the clique will tear your ministry up. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's certain people that you got to be careful that you put them in position. So, hallelujah.
Jesus.
My God. Oh, my goodness. God said it's three women that's already trying to work against you here. But God said he's going to allow you to expose the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What am I saying? You're going to expose the enemy without exposing the person. So that's the Spirit of God. God said he put a rhema on the most. He come on the oath, say God. God said he's coming to visit you. So said the Spirit of God. And he said,
big man,
you're going to know that you've been in the presence of the Almighty God. Because your hair is going to change colors. So set the Spirit of God. And people are going to know that you've been before the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And when you begin to pray in this season, Pastor, you got to lay prostrate out before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. For God said, he have heard your cry. He have heard your tears here. So set the Spirit of the Almighty God. He said, if you're going to give it to me, allow me to work it out.
My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to pay very close attention to what these prophets, but the prophet and the prophetess has spoken to you, sweetheart,
Amen.
Because the Lord revealed something to me about what's going on in your situation. And Prophet Darrell touched on it because it's very sensitive. If you expose your enemy, you're going to tear up your church. You got to expose the problem. And then deal with the problem. And the problem as you're dealing with it in your fasting and praying and all of this will alleviate the person. Amen. That's behind it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just told you?
Oh, yes. I know exactly what
you're
saying.
I'm very serious.
Oh, yes. I know.
Now I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a witch in your church.
I already said it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, God exposed it.
But you, yeah, but you don't attack the witch.
I know,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray with your people when you enter into this fast. Get you some serious people about fasting and stop just praying against the spirit of witchcraft and binding it. That person is going to be shut down, shut off, and gone. Let
Amen.
God do it by his... Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't break with them. Just don't eat from them. Don't eat from their table. And don't drink nothing that they give you in a glass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't let them in your house.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna tell you this. While you're doing this fast, I want you, I don't know where you all are meeting at. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you have your own place?
Well, no, it's in my home for right now.
Oh, my God, then that's what I'm seeing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Make sure, sweetheart, and I don't know nothing about you, but make sure that during the period of the fast, as you're going into this fast, that I'm talking about like a Christmas cleaning is done. Everybody's coming to your house for Christmas, and you got to get it. Get the prayer warriors in there, those you can trust. And I'm talking about around the walls, the borders of the walls, the doorknobs. And then I want you to anoint that house afresh. Watch the wind blow.
Hallelujah.
I want you to put that anointing oil on the threshold of that door just a little bit. So the devil can't come across. Draw my line in the sand.
Yes, hallelujah.
Don't get sick when they come in there.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I didn't told you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know what, Apostle? I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you're going to be very surprised who it is.
Yes, Lord. Somebody right close to it.
My God. Now, I'm taking this time with you because you're a pastor. Who is your covering? Do you have a covering?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Make sure you stay under good prophetic covering. You need a good prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor. Anything else, Prophet Dale, you want to say? I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, Apostle. You fine. I just said, hey. And then let me tell you this. Before you have your next service, I want you to get you some water.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to bless and just start swinging it.
Mm-hmm.
Just start even after every service. Because, see, one thing I come to realize, demons don't like water. Especially anointed water. Hallelujah. They drown. Hallelujah. Demons do not like water. Start slinging. You be a water slinger. You got to
Amen.
Because them demons will tear your house up. And let me tell you something. I'm telling you what I know. Because I used to have service in my house. And I had to kick my house prayed up and covered.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as soon as you can, get the church out of your house.
Amen.
As soon as you can. If you have to go to a hotel and pay $50, $75 a Sunday to have service there in one of these little rooms at one of them comfort inns or something, to book it, find it, and get them people out of your house.
Amen. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. That's your place of retreat. That's your place. You just
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's your sanctuary, your private sanctuary.
Right.
That's your secret closet, your secret place. Hallelujah. There's too many spirits running in and out. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Pastor, we love you. We bless you. You always welcome. You can stay on the show with us. You can join our page, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, on Facebook if you're on there. And we tweet all of that, and we're here for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can call back in or just be with us. We do a lot of teaching on the show, and we're just glad that you came here with us, okay?
Thank you, and God bless.
All right, bless you.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, now it was one more. What was that, 8804? I want to deal with this one, too, right here. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe it's your mic is open. 804.
Rashida Hicks.
Yeah, Rashida. Praise him. Now, are you a pastor too, Rashida?
No, I'm not a pastor. My pastor has been calling me into the church. He says that I have a prophetic calling. And there's just so much
going
on.
Were you in Virginia?
Yes.
What part?
Richmond. Yeah, you came to one of the churches that I've been to before over Southside. I forgot to pass the name. There's a little
Bishop Robinson?
I'm not even
Bishop
sure.
Robinson? Robert Williams?
Yeah, I think that's his name. It's right over Southside.
Bishop Robert Williams at Christian Tabernacle.
That's it.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, yeah. Yeah, I did revival. I do the revival from practically every year for the last several years. We've been going there. Yeah. All right. Praise God. Well, we're happy to have you here. Now, you said you wanted prayer over some specific things. What was those things that you named out? Hallelujah.
Well, the calling, I'm trying to get revelation of what it is God had for me, who I am in the body.
All right.
And I just got, a lot of things going on with my children's father. He left, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I know a lot of people have been saying, you got to let that go. I've been having dreams and not really understanding them all, and there's a lot going on. I had a car to get me back and forth to work. The girl took the car back from me, and I'm just dealing with a lot with my older children. I'm about to be a grandma at 38. My youngest two children, which is their father that left, they going through a lot, and I don't know how to deal with them.
Mm.
A lot on my
sound like a ball of confusion, huh?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we know that God is not the author of confusion. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb. We know that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is a drawing away from you, a drawing away from a lot of people that is going to have called for you to come in and spend time with God. I do see some cords being clipped and some connections, praise the Lamb of God, of where time is being spent and things that you're doing and where your attention is when God is calling you in to his presence. The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to us.
Amen.
And a lot of believers put this in the reverse. We want God to give us everything, then we will do what the Lord wants us.
Right.
See, and it doesn't work that way. It only will work according to the pattern of God.
Amen.
Once we stop putting the cart before the horse, things start getting into the cart properly, and the horse is able to pull it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's too many believers who have the cart in front of the horse, and they don't know it. They're seeking all kinds of jobs and all this and going to schools and everything, and they don't know that it's going to be all vain for them because they have not sought God. They have not sought the face of God and the presence of God to the extent that revelation has come. And not only revelation comes, but when the revelation comes, that we put ourselves in position and in a place, praise, this is good stuff today, I tell you, and put ourselves in a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, whereas God can use us. That he reveals himself to us. God don't reveal himself to people that he can't use. He look at us and say, yeah, you want me to tell you all of this about your life and this, that, another, and I'm going, if I tell you, what you going to do with it? So he don't speak. Praise the Lamb. He don't speak. It's you looking at your kids and say, now which one, if I tell them to make up the bed in there, that they'll do it? You're going to tell the one that's going to do it. They're going to say, Mama, why you always tell me? Because you're the one that will do it for me. I can trust you to do it. That's the one God talked to. God knows, he tell me, get on a plane, go to the White House, stand at the fence, be there at 4 o'clock. When Obama come through there, point your finger at him and tell him, thus says the Lord. He know I'm going to do it. He know I'm going to do it. I'm going to obey God. If God tell me pack up, move to Texas, he know every box going to be packed. He know I'm going to do it because I have made myself available. My life is his. And that's where you have to come. You must come to total surrender. And whoever want to go, let them go. If you got God, who else do you really need?
Amen.
Greater is he that's in me. And if the Lord is for me, he's more than the world. He's more than the world against me. If the Lord is for me. So my position is to please God. And when we come into pleasing God and not man and seeking man and this, that, and another, all things will fall into place. My mother taught me that by example when my father died. He said, you watch God take us better now with me not working than we have ever lived with your father alive working two jobs. And we never wanted for nothing. And it wasn't because he had a big insurance policy, because he didn't. But God brought money into that house. Just, I thought it was blowing through the window sometime the way my mother had money. God will supply your every need. But that woman laid in the bed and read her Bible and prayed and talked about God all day long in that house. And when you were wrong, she told you, God ain't happy with you. I had a pistol on me one time. We had a big top coat on. She said, you got a gun on you. If you don't get rid of it, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. She was prophetic like that. Now, you talk about your prophetic, you say you're having all these dreams and visions and you don't understand them. That's the first level that God visits his prophetic people, his prophets and prophetess. He visits us in dreams and visions. He visits his prophet in dreams and visions. But if you are not, what is it, Prophet Dale, on the frequency, on the station with him, by your spirit being off somewhere, then you'll never be able to see him, and you'll never be able to interpret him.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. Bertha! What you got to say to her?
The Lord says, when you came on, the song came to my mind and my spirit, that prophet, not prophet, Charles Nix wrote years ago, and you've been going through this for a long time, for sure.
Yes.
These are the times that try me and soul. Sometimes I wonder if I reach my goal.
My God, my God.
Words, I will only be true. When I make one step, God will make two. You have not been trusting me, says the Lord. You have put everything before me, says the Lord.
Ooh.
You have put your troubles with your marriage before me, says the Lord.
Ooh.
You have not given my word, says the Lord. You have not bowed your knees in prayer, says the Lord. Spirits of torment has been released upon you, says the Lord, because you trust not me, says the Lord. This is not the season to depart from me, says the Lord, but this is the season to draw nigh unto me, says the Lord, and sit as Mary did, says the Lord, at the feet of the master as a teacher, and be taught, says the Spirit of God. This is your season for blessings, but you are allowing the enemy to come in and to shift you, says the Spirit of God. God says it's time to take back everything that the enemy has stolen from you, says the Spirit of God. The bomb is in your camp, says God. Choose life and live, says the Spirit of God. Come to me, says God. Come to me, says God, for I have what you need. And I am the only one that can bring you out. Bow your knees, says the Spirit of God. Bow your knees, says the Spirit of God. And let me wrap you in my arms and love you as my daughter, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Darrell.
Jesus.
I just want to say this. So you
Jesus.
Mean that you
Hallelujah.
Can make it through. And you
oh, my God.
Feel like our hope is gone. Just remember, God cares for you.
Yes, he does.
He cares.
He really cares.
Hallelujah.
For you.
Oh, hallelujah.
So you think that you just can't make it through, and you feel like all of your hope is gone. Just remember, God cares for you. He cares.
God cares.
He cares,
yes,
for you. The Lord said he cares for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He cares for you.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Everything the prophet is birthed to say, I stand in agreement with you. The moment that you release it, then God can work it out.
Thank you.
One of my friends told me, you just look like you ain't got a care in the world. I don't care because I'm in the will of God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Jesus will work it out. He done already worked it out on your behalf. Let him finish working it out.
Amen.
God,
amen.
My God.
Let grown folk be grown folk. Grown folk going to do what they want to do. They either going to serve
right.
the Lord or they going to serve the Lord. They either going to stop shacking or they going to keep shacking, whichever one. Let them roll with the punches, because you got to stand before Elohim yourself.
Amen. That's right.
You got to stand before Jehovah God. You got to answer to Jehovah God. Not mama, not daddy, not dog, not cat, not roach. You do.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And you know that you are in the master's place in the whole
Hallelujah.
World is in the will of God.
Come on,
baby.
Hallelujah.
And there is a call on your life, daughter, but it's not going to be revealed by God until you decide to do what these prophets have spoken to you today.
Yeah,
and that is to surrender yourself to God. Hallelujah. You got to get out of this maze that you're in. And you got to have total dependency on God. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you this, and this I'm not predicting anything or anything on you, but I'm going to say this. You spoke about your children's father, this, that, another, and he gone, and this, that, and he done left. Well, darling, let me tell you something. If he dropped dead, what you going to do? You're going to trust God. So you need to trust God just like he's dead right now.
Hallelujah.
And don't put your trust in man.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
If you let God be your main man, when a man walk out on you, you'll close the door and go to dancing.
Come on, Lord. Now, Prophet. You better talk about it.
Amen.
Don't be girl. Don't be
man.
Don't be pimp. And the Lord will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through everything, he'll take care of you. I'm a living witness, he will.
Hallelujah.
Your enemy, your footstool, and he'll make him come to your door for a sandwich.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen.
But you got to put God first. You don't love nobody greater than you love God. You love through God.
Oh, praise your holy name.
Hallelujah. Now, I didn't bless you today. We didn't bless you. Hallelujah. Now, run with the blessing. God's going to reveal to you his big will. Hallelujah. Just stand still and do what we're telling you to do and get in the face of God. You need to go on a fast, too. You need to purge. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm talking about, I ain't talking about just going on a diet. I'm talking about prayer, intense prayer, at least 3 times a day. You need to be in your prayer closet. You need to get in the Word and stop looking at man and start to turn all your attention to God, and you're going to see a change. That thing is breaking right now off of you. This anointing on this show is destroying the yoke. The spirit of infirmity will remain on you. And the spirit of infirmity ain't just sickness, it's weakness. So I command grace. Another emotion. To your spirit, man. I command strength to you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Be thou strengthened.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you, daughter.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, we just going to keep on. They done got the lines lit up now. People all down the line just pushing buttons. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's flow a little while longer since we're in this mold of Prophet Darrell and sweetheart. I mean, it's a lot of people in line here today. Praise the Lamb of God. So 407, you was the first person on the show. You beat me on the show today. Erica 407, where are you calling from?
Florida.
You're calling from where?
Hello. From
Hello.
Northern Pierce.
We're here.
Yes, sir, from Fort Pierce, Florida.
From Florida. Who's calling?
Evangelist Angelia Miller.
How are you doing today, Evangelist?
I'm doing well.
No, you not.
Come on, Papa. You took the words out of my mouth. I know what I'm
saying. Amen. I don't want
did
to say
you know
hi,
this was
did,
a prophetic show?
Well.
You can't go.
Come on now, Jesus.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Amen.
No, you not.
Amen.
Now, let's
I
get on
the
real
the
with this.
When I say that, I just think about the widow's son that was dead, but she believed when she went to the prophet that everything was going to be all right.
All right. Oh, all good. Right. So you okay, I hear you there. You say, how are things? And she said, all is well, even though her son was dead. So how is your husband? Well, how is your son? Well. Then she told him, but my son dead.
Yeah.
That was an
Amen.
Amazing a stance of faith on the part of that widow woman. But just tell me a little bit, darling, what is it that you're seeking God? Or, I mean, you just didn't call in this show just to call. You were waiting on me today.
I need a move of God. I need a move of God in every area of my life. I'm far as I rented a car, and I didn't take it back on time, so I got a felony charge. They want me to pay like $4,000. I need $1,000 to do a clearance. After I paid for the rent a car, it was just a mess. And that, I don't have no job, you know, don't have no steady income coming in, so I'm going from place to place. I failed in Walmart, so I done hurt my left side, you know, so all is well. I mean.
Okay, Lord. Okay.
To the doctor?
Oh, yes, I've been to the doctor.
What did you fall? What made you fall?
I was at Walmart, and the guy began to, I was in the receiving part, and the guy, Robert, began to pull something off the pallet, and it began to do an avalanche, so I began to back so that nothing would hit me in my head, and they had an open space, and I just went down in it, and
Well, you're going to get some money from that if you play your cards right.
Yeah, something that should have been, you just saw it for a couple of days, been lingering for like about 6 months now.
Well, you need to keep a paper trail of medications and pain pills and keep going back to the doctor and what have you. That's a lawsuit.
Yes, sir.
They should have then tried to settle with you out of court already.
Nope.
Okay, well, you need to either talk to a lawyer or something of that mm-hmm. of that nature. And and get your things. You're in such a haze right now, until you can't even see when God is blessing you. That's a monetary blessing that can come into your hands. Hallelujah. Now I'm gonna say this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. and you put the title evangelist on there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You first must go to God, praise the Lamb of God, and recognize what you have done to create this situation in your life, this confusion. This went to rent a car. You kept the rent a car when you should have turned it in. You did that, right?
Yes.
Right, for your own purposes and your own reason. Praise God. Mama told me if you don't have a job, you don't need a car. That's what Mama told me. You ain't got a job, you don't need a car. Praise the Lord. If you ain't got a job, you ain't going to keep the car. They're going to repossess it. You must have a job to have the car. That's my mother. And I've always operated out of that spirit of wisdom. The next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, this confusion that's going on in your life, it should not be. Hallelujah. Now, you got one or two things running against you. Either you're out of the will of God in some area of your life. And that's what's in my spirit. Hallelujah. Or Satan is attacking you to hinder you from doing something God has told you to do. Now, you have to decide which one of those it is. But if he's attacking you because of that, that means you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done what God told you to do yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe
that I'm out of the will of the Lord because the Spirit of the Lord began to minister to me a couple of days and gave me Romans 8, so consider not the suffering of this present time. So I don't believe that I'm out of the will of the Lord.
Okay. And I don't have a problem with you saying that. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't got a problem with that. So now what has God told you to do that's unfinished?
I used to be active in the ministry, but I'm not doing anything anymore.
Oh, there it is right there.
Knew it was something.
Now, just see, you're about to be a castaway. You're about to be on the sideline.
Jesus.
Now, why aren't you in the ministry no more? Was it a breakdown in leadership, or your feelings got hurt?
Just on fire for God and doing women fellowships and stuff like that. I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus.
Are you a member of a church?
Yes, I am.
That you regularly attend?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, you got to cover it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you didn't lose your fire. You just
yes.
told us that. All right,
yes.
I'm going to
okay,
let
so
Prophet Daryl
and
Bert speak to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Buster. Grab this mic.
Evangelist, before Prophet Shakespeare even began to speak, the Lord said that there are three things that you are supposed to do that you have not done. God says you are walking in disobedience. God says, Holy Spirit, help me today. God says that you need to repent of some things that you refuse to repent of because you so you don't have to, says the Spirit of God. God says, I believe it's in Kings, it's in the Old Testament, that's when they went into Shiloh to get the Ark of the Covenant, and they thought the glory was in there, but it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
As Prophet says, you have lost your glory. God has removed it from you because of disobedience. And God says, repent. Do my will, or you will surely die, says the Spirit of God.
Oh, my God.
Yea, it's your warning. You're coming in and you'll stop. God says it's your final warning. Repent for that, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I want to tell you this. You're not supposed to work for man. God said that season is over. That season working for man is over with. Because what he said, go out into my vineyard and work. And whatever I see right, I will pay. And I'm telling you this, you cannot be God's benefit. I'm a living witness. You can't beat his benefit.
Can't beat it.
And Lord, you should continually, and you noticed when you was doing your crusades with the women and this and that and et cetera, that things was going right. It was everything was just going like ABC. But it just seemed like the devil has turned you into a down sparrow. The enemy has attacked you, and he has turned up the heat on you. Hallelujah. So since he turned the heat up on you, you need to turn the heat up on him. 10 times harder. What are you saying, Prophet? What are you trying to tell me? What I'm saying is the Spirit of God said, you need to turn up for him. You need to get back in worship. You need to get back in prayer. You need to get back in your fast and hallelujah. Because anytime the devil steal your grasp, that means he's out of your communication with your Father. You got to get back into that place to where come hell and high water, I got to see the King. I got to do this. I got to. Don't let the devil steal your communication with God. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you this. If you do it, yeah, okay, Father, I'm going to tell her. God said you need to go on a 7-day fast here. And in the midst of this 7-day fast, he's going to turn some things around in your favor. Okay? Now,
amen.
I don't know what it's about entrepreneurship, but entrepreneurship came up before you here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You should have had your own business by now, so said the Spirit.
Truly, she should have had her own business.
To dictate to you. So set the Spirit of God is the things that you want to get done, but you can't get it done.
Amen.
Monday, God. God said he's putting a mandate upon your life.
My God.
He's charging you. Get back in relationship with him like you used to be.
Jesus.
Rekindle your relationship with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying that
you're not in a it's not as strong like it should have been when you first
Amen.
Got saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
She know that. She know. You only go on top of it, prophet. She knows. Hallelujah. She ain't in
Amen.
Rebellion on this word. Hallelujah. She was on the show 5 to 10 minutes before the show started. She came on here for this. God brought her on here. I saw her number. When I came on to just hold on, she was already on here waiting.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
What is beckoning unto you for a deeper? You have something in you called deliverance that must be given out to those women and those girls. And you got to find the agape back in your belly and in your heart. And you got to get in there and cry out to God to restore you to the place that you're supposed to be. And this entrepreneurship that he's talking about, there's a lot of stuff in that, in the ministry that
That's
you're
right.
going to do creatively that's going to birth that. There's a whole lot of stuff that you're going to be able to do. And I don't even want to talk about it over the air because somebody will steal your idea. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want to talk about it over the air. But God has a lot for you. But you got to get back to a lot of God.
Amen.
Jesus loves you today. Daughter, Jesus loves you. I'm hoping to meet you one day. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus loves you.
Yes,
I don't care what happened to you.
Yes,
I don't
Jesus
care what did what he did. Jesus loves you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's the mender of a broken heart and a broken spirit.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.
I pray restoration upon you in the name of Jesus. That you be restored.
Yes,
hallelujah. And that you pursue the enemy and overtake him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And go in the enemy's camp.
Thank
and
you,
get
Jesus.
Back everything been stolen from you with interest.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Glory
boy, oh boy, look at the lines, people. We going to work today, y'all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Erico 747.
Yes, praise God. It's Cammie, Father. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, daughter?
I'm doing well. Praise God. Just sitting back listening.
Oh,
love,
my
love,
goodness.
Love,
the Lord is opening a port of doors for you, girl.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Ooh-wee. The good stuff coming your way, huh?
Yes,
my goodness.
Thank you so much. God is good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How did things go on that first thing that we talked, that you texted me about?
No, that's tomorrow morning.
That's
yeah,
tomorrow,
tomorrow morning.
All right, well.
Yeah, that's why
I
text you ahead of time, just, you know, for prayer. And to keep
we're going to let Pharaoh's arm get broke on that one. We'll just break the arm of Pharaoh right on
Amen.
Off. He don't need it no way. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He don't need that arm. We'll just let the Lord break that arm straight on off.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name, praise the Lord. And now, what else is this here? Praise the Lamb, Cammie. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God is doing open that second door for you. Yeah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And we pray release when you go into that financial institution. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bank of America with that red and blue emblem and all of that. Red, yeah, white,
yes,
and blue.
Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That the Lord released that to you into your hands.
Yes.
Praise of God. Woo! Cammie. You're going to be on top of the world in a minute. Come on, talk to her, Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah.
Tammy, I just want to tell you that the Lord said what's to come is already better than what's being first and foremost.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to do this. I don't care where you at. Just extend your hand.
Yes, hallelujah.
And as you begin to extend your hand, I saw the Lord just put an outpouring of money in your hand. Hallelujah. And the Lord told me to tell you, be watchful in this season, amen, because I saw a husband walk up to you.
Yeah.
I saw marriage walk up to you here. And you got the
right.
And you look so beautiful. You got that hair laid, and it's, oh, my goodness. You look beautiful.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. And the Lord said, this is the season that you shall be engaged. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If somebody got, I see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see the wedding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And oh, my goodness, and this fella got some money. Where you can be able
yes,
to
right.
Out.
He better have some.
Where you can go take a vacation once a month if you want to.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
He ain't married my daughter without no money. He better have some. He better have some.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. I wanted Prophet Darrell to tell you that because I knew it was resonating in his spirit. I felt that in the Lord. Hallelujah. I felt that in the Holy Ghost that he had a word, praise the Lamb of God, because I saw money like rolling down a hill in a snowball effect. Praise the Lamb of God. A little more, bigger, greater.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And and that's one of the reasons why God didn't let you move, too, is because the person that you're going to marry is right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, God's going to hook that thing up. God is going to hook that. Woo!
Hallelujah.
My God. God is going to hook that thing up for you
Amen. In
a real way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Prophet Darrell and I, we might get a chance to fly in and eat some cake. I see white cake. Praise the Lamb of God.
White with it.
Hallelujah. With pink flowers on this cake. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm telling you now. Hallelujah. It's coming. It's coming for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This guy going to love you, too. He's going to love you. He's going to love you.
I hope so.
He going to love you. Praise the Lord. Ain't going to be no faking and jabbing. He going to love you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we give God thanks. Hallelujah. Bertha, you got anything you want to say to her?
Hi, Kenny. I just want to tell you that when you came on, the Lord just put this little song in my spirit. The Lord is blessing you, Cammy, right now.
Amen.
Right now. I know that one.
This is your now season. And tomorrow, don't worry about it because it's already done now.
Yeah.
You want to walk in there, and whatever it is you're going for, God says it's already done. It's already yours. Because this is your now season.
You,
now
Jesus.
Means whatever you want, God's got it for you. It's yours. You don't even have to name it. You don't even have to claim it. All you have to do is just say, I want it. And God says, now it's yours.
Hallelujah. Thank
That's the
you.
Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Walk in your now season.
Yeah.
I
receive that. Yes.
My God. The Lord is so wonderful. The Lord is so good.
Yeah,
I just started today.
Are in your house. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God is going to do a tremendous thing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah, the Lord's going to bless you tremendously. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a swimming pool in the backyard, but it's not a backyard, the regular backyard. Praise the Lamb of God. The beautiful landscape. Hallelujah. Beautiful home. My goodness. It's uniquely designed, though. It don't look like a regular house. Hallelujah. It ain't like everybody else's houses that they're building now. This is a beautifully designed. It look like you're going to build one from the ground. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Tammy, Jesse, you blessed, girl. You're blessed.
Yes.
That, praise God. Make that $1 million. All right, conference off this year so that we can give you that letter. Hallelujah.
Yes,
don't get to Obama now.
Look
Hallelujah.
That.
Praise God. Praise we need you now, okay?
Yeah.
So you remember
you
us.
So
I know you're going to remember your dad. I know you love
him. I always do.
Praise
yes.
Hallelujah. We love
praise
you too, God. Daughter. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy for the children of God in this city. God is manifesting his promises like never before. My God, it's exciting to watch God do all of this. Hallelujah. Just he's bringing people, getting them restored and getting them in place because it's your time to be blessed, people. It's your season. Blessed.
Yes,
the Lord told me the other day when I was in Ohio, it's the church's finest hour. It's our finest hour now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We going to look the part as well as do the part. Praise the Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Oh, God, I love you. I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Boy, where are we at here now? I don't even know where I'm at. Hallelujah. I done messed up something. Cammy must have dropped off. She did. Praise the Lord. All right, all right.
Hello?
Ma'am.
You still with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't see your number no more. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, there's numbers on here today. My God, look at all of these people. Oh, my God, if you want us to come to you, press 1 on your dial. Press 1. We're coming down the line here. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, here we go right here. Cameron, we're going to the next one, okay? We love you, dear.
Thank you. Love you, too.
All righty now. Erico, 321. Your mic is hot.
How are you, Apostle?
We are blessed. Call in today.
This is Anthony, Prophet Shakespeare.
From Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Prophet?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man of God. I just called in. It's been a minute since I talked to y'all, and y'all was in my spirit today, and I just tell you, I just been blessed just hearing y'all go forward with the people, and I never forgot your prophet. I see you as a spiritual father, you know, a mentor, and I wanted to call, you know, this season because I know God's doing some things, and I just want to make sure I'm where He need me to be. You know, I don't want to miss it, even though I may be a prophet and operating things like that.
I understand.
I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it because I don't always make the right decisions. I don't always, you know, say the right things. So it's a season of where I'm checking my fruit, and I just bless y'all, all of the people of God. God bless y'all. Just keep me in prayer.
Yeah, this is a season of evaluation and reevaluation of the self, especially in the area of relationship with God. And making sure that you're on track, praise the Lamb of God, in where God has you planted. God's man in God's place, in God's time, doing God's will. And that's exactly where you want to be, Anthony. Praise the Lamb of God. That's exactly where you want to be. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Bertha, do you hear anything for Prophet?
Prophet Anthony. I'm going to try to do like Prophet Gerald and sing the song to you that the Lord says to sing to you. And he said to sing it to you. I normally just, you know, get a word. But the Lord says to you, Prophet Anthony, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. God
my
said,
God.
Be like that tree. Because even though the branches are being broken and the winds is blowing, you're rooted and grounded. And the roots of your faith. Your praise and your worship is wrapped around that solid rock. And even though the wind is blowing, the tree may be, it can't touch the roots because you are anchored in the rock. And that rock is Jesus. Be not moved, says the Spirit of God. Hold on to your anchor, says the Spirit of God, because God says elevation is something. And he's taking your ball, shun the need of your feet. He's taking your eye up, run the need of your feet. And as the winds blow, a clear word is coming, and it's going to flow through you as rivers of living water out of your belly, says the Spirit of God. Hold on to the rock, says Jesus. Hold on to the rock, yeah, Corinne. Yeah, shun the need of your feet.
He's going to use you mightily. First of all, let me tell you this, Anthony. There's not many people that the prophets that I met that the Lord has told me that they belong to him.
Mm.
But the Lord spoke that to me about you. That you belong to him. That you're here. So he's going to do a great work. He said, the Lord told me, he said, be it known unto you, son, that I'm going to do a great work, Anthony, right there in Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you,
me
God.
That
thank you, God.
He's going to bless you, and that one day I'm going to stand on the platform with you, right beside you.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And it's coming quicker than you
oh,
think.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Because mouthpiece there. God need a mouthpiece.
Yes, he
yes,
does.
God,
oh,
God
glory,
need a
oh,
mouthpiece.
Hallelujah.
To speak what God is saying.
Hallelujah.
God need a mouthpiece, an intercessor, somebody to cry
hallelujah.
Out about the evil and the wickedness.
Oh, bless your name.
That they are so comfortable with.
Hallelujah.
God needs. And you are the election. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Fear not, man of God. The Lord is with thee. The Lord
yes,
bless thee.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
my goodness. What is this, Lord?
Hallelujah.
Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Hallelujah. You're not going to miss what God has for you. Don't worry about
thank
that.
You,
you're not going to miss it. God's got a blessing. Now, I don't know that song, but it is a song with your name on it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
on it.
Your blessing.
Oh.
Got your name on it, man.
Hallelujah.
Can't go to nobody else. And you're going to receive.
God's got a blessing. With your name on it, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He got it for you,
Anthony. Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I see a back of the house with one of the big wood decks, staircases. I don't know if you live in a house like that that have a.
I do.
Wood.
I just moved here. I'm sorry, Pastor. I just moved here a month ago, and they got a big deck like you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, man. So much new furniture coming to you.
Oh,
new
yeah.
Indoor and outdoor furniture. God's going to bless you tremendously, man of God. Hallelujah. See the house that you're in. I'm looking at it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You've got a big deck on the back of it. Hallelujah. God's going to give you new
bless
furniture. Praise the Lamb of God. All things going to be taken care of. Don't you worry about it.
Brand new.
Hallelujah. I know you're a little nervous because you bit off more than you can chew. But God said, I'm chewing the rest of it for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I see new cars, too, in your driveway. Praise the Lamb of God. I see new cars in your driveway. I see the car you want in your driveway. The one you want. In your driveway. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, man of God. It's a good season for you. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. We got to go to the next one. Man, we've been prophesying this whole show. Praise the Lamb of God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, Lord. We're coming down to the next. We love you, Anthony. We love you, man of God. Wait, let me stop. I mess up here because we can do carried away in the spirit. Y'all know my new book is Fall on Your Knees. It's $15. Get to psmintl.org and donate. Praise the Lord. Sow a seed into the prophet's ministry so that we can continue to do the work that we do. And we'll have you, praise the Lamb of God, and be a blessing to us. And let me send you a copy of our new book. If you want the other books on that's on there, I got a whole stack. Sitting out there, praise the right outside my office, is going to be shipped out tomorrow. So you can get on this final shipment, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can have this material. We got the prophetic manual, praise for to teach you about the prophetic awakening and awareness. That's $20. And then the call and burden of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. That's $15, but you can get all three for $40 as a bundle. Then we have the healing water that comes from, praise the Lamb of God, the throne of God. Then we have the anointing oil all on the mantle here, all on in the prayer garden here. Praise the Lamb of God. Testimonies have come forth. Brothers and sisters, it's yours. All you have to do, praise the Lamb of God, is make that donation and let me know what it is that you want me to send, and we will send it out to you in the name of Jesus. Be a blessing to us. You got your income tax. This, we labor all year, no salaries. All year long, no salaries, nothing of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. And seem like sometimes you'll just say, you know what, I'm going to bless the prophet. I'm going to bless Prophet Daryl. I'm going to put a seed in there saying this is for all three of you all, or this is for Bertha, this is for Prophet Daryl. Praise, these people are being a blessing to you. I will not steal from them. I will not steal from them. If you put it through my through the PSM PayPal, I'll put the money in their hand. You have my word of honor on that and on in integrity. If you put $1 million in there, I'm going to give it to them. I ain't going to hell for stealing. I bet you that. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Anthony, I love you, man. Air code 303. Your mic is hot.
Hello.
Janelle, it is. We're all the way to Albuquerque now, y'all. We're in Albuquerque. We then went on down here to the corner. Praise the Lamb of God, going up in the hills. How are you doing, Janelle, today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing blessed. We're doing blessed today. Praise the Lamb. I am going to allow, oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to allow Bertha to speak to you now because, you know, I know some stuff that's going on, but I want Bertha to talk to you. Bertha, you drop. Prophet Daryl,
yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Come on and talk to this girl for us, Janelle here, down in Albuquerque. I don't know what happened to Bertha dropped, though, for some reason, for her connection.
I'm gonna tell
all right.
Janelle, that the Lord said, look unto the hills from which cometh your help. Lord, that all your help is coming from the Lord. And he said, be not dismayed for whatever betides you. He will take care of you. And I want to tell you this, just release it and leave it alone. Amen. Because guess what? The older folk always told me, said, the right man shall pay off after a while. And the Lord said, it's getting ready to pay off for you here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your financial miracle is at your door. Hallelujah. You can just walk to your door and say, come on in, finances. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord told me to tell you that you shall not lose nothing.
Uh-oh. That is. Hallelujah.
Nothing be disconnected here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I love
Jesus.
It.
And I heard the Spirit of the Lord. Dad, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he's getting ready to mend the love back in the family here. So set the Spirit of God. Yes, God. And the old Indian man came walking up to you here. Looked like a grandfather, a grandpa, somebody, with all this long, silky, white hair here. So set the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, he's getting ready to work it out in your favor. It's an Indian spirit around you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you know what? I don't usually get songs, but I got some. I got this one. God is working it out. Working it out for you. That's what the Spirit of the Lord says to you. In all them situations that you're concerned about, God is working it out. God is working it out. Daughter, again, I say to you, that's a heavy prophetic anointing on your life. Stay in the closet with God, and when you come out, you're going to glow like a brand new penny. You're going to glow like a penny. Part of your problem is now, people can't handle your joy. You're always happy. You always smiling. And they wonder why you never in a stress place. Don't let them see you down. Keep your head to the sky, knowing that God is with you. You shall conquer every battle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Every battle you're going to conquer in Jesus' mighty name. We love you today.
Oh,
love
I love you. Glory to God.
All right, be blessed.
Prophet Shakespeare, my phone had dropped. But I want to tell Chanel what the Lord says. Chanel.
This
Lord
is not Chanel. This is Janelle. Okay.
The Lord said peace. And when you came on, I saw your face, and you were just smiling, and it was just glowing. You have inner peace now, says the Spirit of God. That's why you can go about your day. God says, don't worry any longer, because that enemy that you are concerned about, he has beheaded that witch. And what he has beheaded cannot come back. God says, you have the victory. Walk in it and just do as the Lord says, because as Prophet says, as Sterling Caesar wrote that song, God has already worked it all out for you. You have
it's worked out.
That's a path of all understanding, says the Spirit of God. Love you.
Okay, love you. Glory to God. Thank you.
Did you hear what she said? God has cut the head of that witch off.
Yes. Glory to God.
Go in peace, rejoice.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're welcome. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Error code 804. Error, we're back at 804 again. Virginia?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling? Who's calling?
Oh, Diane.
Diane, from what part of Virginia are you in?
Richmond,
praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. How did you find us today, Diane?
My daughter, I've been stressing a lot, and she called me and told me to call.
Oh, I see. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, come on, talk to Mama a little bit here.
Praise the Lord. Diane,
yes.
The Lord says pray. The Lord says pray. You're a powerful prayer. You doubt yourself sometimes. Doubt not. God says pray. Because as you pray and as you give that situation to God, he's going to work it out for you. But this is the season to trust God with everything, even the little vines. God says, trust me, Diane, even with your children, your grandchildren, ministry issues, whatever it is. God says, trust me. Stop letting your fears become bigger than the God that's in you. You are a woman of faith, says the Spirit of God. Let your faith work for you, says the Spirit. Pray. And you too, Diane, go on a fast. I don't know. God is just putting people on fast. Because it's time to reconfirm your relationship with him. It's time to let him just let you open as a fish. Take out everything that's in the crevices, in the hidden places. Let him reveal it to you so that you'll know what you need to attack and how you need to go about attacking it. Call the strong man out. God is going to tell you what it is in the spirit of prayer. Pray, Diane. Bow your knee. Go before God, fast and pray, and God is going to give you all the answers that you desire, even to those unspoken prayer requests. God says, be not afraid, or be not dismayed, whatever he has, because God will take care of you, says the Spirit of God, and cover your family in the blood. Keep them under the blood.
Hallelujah.
Read Exodus, the 12th chapter, where it told him to spare the blood on the doorposts and the lintels. And when I see the blood, says the Spirit of God, I will pray.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And that's everything that I've been stressing about. It's like,
that's everything you've been stressing about.
Yeah.
Well, your stress is being lifted off of you, darling. Hallelujah. You just give yourself unto prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Push that plate away and as much as you can. Praise the Lamb of God. And spend some good quality time in prayer and in that word. God's going to turn this thing around for you. Hallelujah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's your time to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. And God is going to make things right in your life. Praise
Thank
the Lamb
you.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We love you today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love
Thank
you. Error code 985. I'm trying to get down this list. Praise the Error code 985. Talk to me quick.
Hello, this is Deborah. Hi, Prophet.
Deborah, I'm going to swoop you, Deborah. Where you been, girl?
Oh, I've been a little heavy, man of God.
You been a little heavy?
I've been a little heavy. I got some things going on with my son.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, then we'll join you in prayer. Always just text me and let me know, praise the Lamb of God, how to apply prayer for you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're going through something, don't disappear on me. Just say, Prophet, pray for me, my son, and, you know, and, hey, Prophet going to get on it for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now for your love, your blessings, oh God, on our lives. You are holy and holy alone. Hallelujah. I thank you for Deborah. I can feel this mother's love mingled, hallelujah, with stress and concern for her child. I know your God today, and I know what you can do. Hallelujah. Bless now. Bless now, Father. Hallelujah. For her faithfulness, for her love for you. Hallelujah. We're not worthy of it, Father. We're not saying we are. Oh, God. But we know you reward faithfulness. Now, God, we're calling in the mercy and grace of heaven. You can do it. You can do it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift our spirits. Strengthen our inner person. Hallelujah. Speak in our ears. Oh, God, and comfort our heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl, are you with me?
Yes, sir, Pastor. I'm here.
Do you hear anything from my daughter, Deborah?
You know what? I heard this song. Jesus can work it out if you let him. Jesus can work it if you let him. Those problems that I had, I just could sing. I wish I knew all the words to it, amen. But I heard that song. You need to allow that song to download in your spirit. In this season and in this hour, in this moment, in this second, you need to allow that song to download in your spirit. And every time you think about it, just say, those problems that I had, I just could seem to solve. I tried and I tried. Hallelujah. The Lord said he's already working it out. He said if you can just let it go, release it, and leave it alone, he'll work it out for you. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
But let me see if I can get some mama love up here. My Bertha.
Diane, Miss Deborah.
Yes.
Jesus knows all about your struggles. He's your guide until the day is done.
Y'all messing me up.
Friend, like the lowly Jesus. No, not one.
No, not one.
Devil, God knows about that son. He already knew what he was going to get into before he was born. But God says what he needs you to do is just don't lose your focus. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Put him on the altar of God's heart.
Yes.
God says when you give him your son and let him deal with your son and step back and stop blocking what he's trying to do, he's going to work it out. But it's time for you, Deborah, to step back from being mother and step forward and be the intercessor and stand in the gap. Stand in the gap for your son as an intercessor of the Almighty God and let God work and deal with them as you would anyone else. See, as parents, we seem to, like, get a little sensitive when it comes to our children. And we want to go as a mother. But now is the time as never before for you to go as an intercessor before God and intercede for your child and let mama stay on the back burner, says the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. Are you feeling strength now?
I am.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
I command grace to you. I command strength to your inner being. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To the very core of your spirit. And I command godly wisdom. I command godly wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Override love. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that you might do the right, make the right decisions. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. I rebuke bankruptcy in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
I bind the devil in Jesus' mighty name trying to rob
you.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
It's your season to be blessed.
Thank
you. You're going to be blessed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I love you today, Deborah. Be blessed, daughter.
Appreciate
y'all.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. All right, let's see. Area code 757. Come on. Come on. Times are wasting.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling?
Francis.
Oh, this is Francis.
Yes.
You're the first call here, Francis Sharp. Sharp
yes.
Francis. That's all. He'd be on our page. This Francis,
yes,
y'all. We got a new memo on. First time
Hallelujah.
On PSM Live. Praise the Lamb of God. They'd be texting me talking about, you got a new follower. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we bless you for being here, Francis. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, you want me to tell you something, Francis? I'm gonna let them prophesy to you. I really want Prophet Daryl and Bertha to prophesy to you. Praise the Lamb of God, because I gave you a word. Praise the Lamb of God. Not long ago, I gave you a word. I want to see. Praise the Lamb of God. Is God gonna line that word up today? Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Ma Bertha. Come on, prophetess. Speak to her.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Francis, there's an anointing on you. God isn't telling me what that anointing is, but there is anointing in you, says the Spirit of God. God says, go. God says, go speak what I say speak. Lay hands on whom I say lay hands on, says the Spirit of God. God says, sit at the master's feet and be taught. There's a process to what you're going to have to do. You got to be trained and taught for the ministry of health that God has placed you in. There's several anointings in you. Several. Mm-hmm. But there's a process that you got to go through of training. And you're not going to operate in all of them at the same time, but just get ready, says God, because the anointings are going to shift. And for what anointing he needs you to operate at that time when you're in ministry, that's the one that's going to come forth. God says, get ready to be about the Father's business. And God says, go, says the Spirit of God, because where do you go? I am with you, as I was with Moses. Open up your mouth, says the Spirit of God, and I will speak for you. I will pray through you. Just be obedient and go, says the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl, put the icing on the cake here right quick.
Jesus.
I just want to tell you that the Lord said you are a leader, not a follower. The Lord said you've been following him for so long, now it's time for you to lead.
Thanks to Jesus.
To lead here, so said the Spirit of God. But the Lord said it's getting ready to be a I see multitudes of young
men. Go ahead.
The Lord said it's a gathering of multitudes of young women around you, and he wants you to nurture them in this season. This is your season of nurturing. The hurting women, hallelujah, the ones that have been cast out and knocked out, hallelujah. But God said you're going to build them back up.
You shall build up the waste places, and you shall be called the restorer of the breach. Hallelujah. You shall renew the covenant of the backslider to God in these women. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And they will call your name sought out. Hallelujah. For they will seek you to be ministered to. They will seek your wisdom. They will seek your hands. They will seek the anointing gifts that's down on the inside of you. Thus says the Lord. And in blessing, I will bless thee. That all that bless you will be blessed. And all that curse you will be cursed. No weapon against you shall prosper. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God.
Hallelujah.
And we won't take it back. Hallelujah. It's been awesome, people. It's been real. Praise the Lamb of God. A whole practically 2 hours of prophecy and praying. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, we must do this again. Hallelujah. Be back with us on tomorrow, people of God, as we continue to minister. Don't think we don't prophesy on Fridays or Tuesdays. We break out anytime God break out. This is his show.
Amen.
It's regulated by the Holy Ghost. We didn't plan this. It's just the way it happened in the Spirit of God. I love you all, Prophet Darrell.
Thank you.
You're a brother and a son beloved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My sister, daughter, Bertha, thank you. All of my intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. I see you all in queue. Thank you all for being here. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell somebody that God has some prophets and prophetesses who are prophesying the truth. Hallelujah. Who are gifted to bring deliverance, to set the captive free, to open the eyes of the blind. Hallelujah. To unstop the deaf ears. Tell them that Jesus Christ is real because he's real in us. I love you all. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Be blessed. Love you, Francis.